From a secret location in room 100 of 540 Jack Gibbs Boulevard, this is Craft. I'm your host, Doug Dangler. Judith Ann Jantz, a.k.a. J.A. Jantz, has written over four dozen mystery and horror novels. She writes four series of novels with characters like retired Seattle police officer J.P. Beaumont, Arizona County Sheriff Joanna Brady, and Allie Reynolds, the main character of her latest novel, Moving Target. She will be in Columbus on Monday, March 10th with the Thurber House. More information on that is available at www.craftheshow.com, where you can also register for our weekly free book drawings. Welcome to Craft, J.A. Jantz.
I'm happy to be here. Thank you.
We are looking forward to your visit on Monday, March 10th to Columbus at the wonderful Thurber House. What are you going to be doing at the Thurber House? You'll be doing a reading and answering questions about some of your writing, correct?
Well, I'll probably be talking about my new book, Moving Target, but I'll also be talking about my history as a writer.
Right.
I started writing in March of 1982, and Moving Target is my 49th mystery and my 50th book.
That's a lot of writing.
Call me productive, don't call me prolific. I have a hard time being called prolific, but productive I can handle.
What is your objection to prolific?
It comes from my family history, where there were seven kids in our family, and my one sister was doing premarital counseling with the new minister and his wife. And the new minister's wife said, you know, your mother is very prolific. Hasn't she ever heard of birth control? So when people tell me I'm prolific, I know they mean I write a lot of books. But my head has to sort through all of that family history. So it's that's my problem with the word.
All right. Well, that certainly makes sense. And we will use the word prolific today about your amazingly prolific productivity. So, yeah, this is Allie Reynolds' ninth mystery, if I'm counting correctly, right, in Moving Target?
You're absolutely correct.
Okay, so what is she up to in this mystery, and is she, in fact, a moving target, one assumes?
Well, the thing about this book is everybody is moving. There are people in Arizona, there are people in characters in Texas, there are characters, Allie and her major domo, Leland Brooks, in England, and B is off in the wilds of Japan. And the biggest problem I had in writing this book was keeping everybody's time zone straight and knowing if they're supposed to be up and at meetings right now, or are they sleeping, or are they eating, and if somebody comes from here to there, how many hours of plane flight are they going to have? So it was a moving target of a book, too.
What is your writing process? I mean, you've got three series, if I'm counting correctly, going on.
No, there are actually four.
Okay, so four series. See, I can't even keep it correct, so I can't imagine how you're going to keep it correct. But what is your process?
It's my job. I have to.
So tell me about that. When you get up in the morning, you say, okay, I'm working on, I'm assuming, this book. You finish one book and then go on to another book. You're not writing them concurrently.
I don't write more than one book at a time. But this week, for example, I am doing promotional work on the new Allie book. At the beginning of the week, I set in the copy editing for the Joanna Brady book that's coming out this summer. And I'm working on Allie number 10, a book that doesn't have a name yet. Okay. I call it Unnamed Allie number 10. So I'm usually juggling three books at a time, but I'm not doing the same things with each of them. I'm dealing with parts of that book's business, but not creating that book at the same time.
Okay. So is there one of your characters that you look forward to writing more than one of the other characters? Since this is the 10th Allie book, is she more where you want to live right now than some of the other characters?
My favorite character is always the one I'm supposed to write about next.
Okay, right.
I'm always sort of impatient with the one I'm writing about right now. Mm-hmm. And so my favorite character is the next character. But I like all my characters. They feel like old friends. As far as Beaumont is concerned, he and I have been together as author and character for 30 years now.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I start writing a book about him, it takes a few pages to get inside his head and hear his sort of curmudgeonly sense of humor. And then once I do that, I'm okay. I don't outline my books. I have hated outlining from the day I met it in sixth grade geography, and I've never changed my mind about outlining.
Okay.
So because I write murder mysteries, I usually start with somebody dead or almost dead and spend the rest of the book trying to figure out who did it and how come. In my computer, I do keep name files for all the series, so I know how old people are, I know how tall they are, what color eyes they have, what weapons they carry, I need to be able to go back to that when it's time to write another book. The good thing about writing a series is you can put more in the background than you can in a single book. The bad thing about writing a series is you're always on a tightrope, because when you introduce those ongoing characters in a new book, you have to do so in a fashion that gives new readers enough history to know what's going on without boring your long-term readers to tears.
When you said that you were starting out each book with like a murder mystery, this suggests to me that you then are, while you're working on a book, you're just thinking about maybe walking down the street thinking, well, how would I kill someone? Is that a common thread in conversations at your house where you say, you know what, here's an interesting idea for killing somebody?
There was a Mexican restaurant we used to go to when the kids in our family were younger. I've been writing books since my kids were in primary school. And so the process of writing books is always, if the kids would want to know how far along was I, meaning when are you going to finish so we can go out to dinner to celebrate. And we sometimes sat around saying, this is how so-and-so is going to die. And we all knew it was a character. Well, we went into that restaurant one day, and the waiter came up, and he said, oh, I saw you on TV. I was so glad to know you write murder mysteries. I was sitting in a restaurant planning real-life murders.
Well, I'm a little disappointed they didn't call the police, because that would have been an even better story, right? You know, if you'd been hauled away for attempted murder or contemplating murder. One of the interesting things about your writing is that I believe you use the initials J.A. at the beginning of your career as a way to not disclose gender. All these years later, do you feel like things have changed in writing for women?
There are still readers who are surprised when, after they read a few Beaumont books, to discover that J.A. is female. There are still some. The reason my publisher required me to change to initials was they didn't think male readers would accept police procedurals written by women. So obviously they haven't looked at right up the shelf for me at P.D. James.
Yeah, or Agatha Christie or something.
So I agreed to do that. And J.A. is my brand name. And now I'm really happy they did that, because when I autograph books or bookmarks, it's a lot easier to write J.A. James than with Judith Ann. So it's a good thing.
That's an interesting take on it. I hadn't thought about that. Many authors I've seen just sort of scrawl a name, and you're never really sure. You know, there's lumps, and those may be letters. Who knows? It's like becoming a physician, where you have to sign a lot of things.
Exactly. My handwriting has deteriorated, by the way, over the years.
Okay. You haven't gone to a stamp yet.
No. I do not use a stamp.
You've had some of your characters appear in other series books. You've had crossovers. Are you planning any other ones in the future, say, in the 10th Allie Reynolds book that you're writing?
I'm not sure I should say this aloud, because I haven't mentioned it to my my editor yet, but the answer is yes, I am considering that.
Good, good.
I can't give you the details because until I get approval from my editor to go forward on the project, I really should talk about it.
Really? I didn't. Okay, I guess I get that, but that seems really interesting. I mean, you've been so successful that, you know, the publisher would have a say in it. I always like to imagine folks who've had your level of success, you just wander into publishers and say, this is what I'm doing, see? And they agree
well,
to it.
The thing is, I look at my relationship with my publishers, and I have two. One for the L.A. Reynolds books and one for the other books. I look at that relationship as a partnership. And so if I'm going, before I decide to write something, I'm going to want to talk to my editor and give her a chance to talk to marketing and get everybody on the same page instead of launching into something that marketing isn't going to want to sell.
Right.
So you have to understand that I really am a hack. I write for money. and I want to have sales, and you don't have sales if you annoy marketing.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'm not going to agree with hack, but I will say use the word productive, since that's one of the words that we can land on. And I want to thank you, J.A. Jantz, for talking to me today on Craft. I really appreciate it. And as I said, we're looking forward to you being in Columbus with the Thurber House on Monday, March 10th.
Yes, I'm looking forward to that, too. I hope the snow has melted.
The snow? Maybe. Maybe by March 10th. Our frost date is somewhere in late May, so there are no guarantees in Columbus, Ohio.
Yikes. Okay. All right. Well, I'll wear my boots.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you.
For more information from my guests, visit www.craftheshow.com. This is Doug Dangler. Until next time, be creative.